This is the closing market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.
On the phone right now with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today, especially in reaction to that WASDE report?
Yeah, it was an interesting reaction. Not something you'll see every day on one hand, and it was kind of an expected react on the other. The numbers came out bearish for the corn, decidedly bearish. Corn was 16.74 billion bushel crop. That's over the top end of the range, easily a record, with a yield of 188.8. And we had a 188 from private analysts about a week ago. We thought that was on the high side, but the government says no. The 188.8 was over the high end of the export range from 181 to 188.1. So those numbers were about as bearish as they could be, but not so much in the soys. The soys came out 4.292 billion bushel. In July was 4.3. They actually reduced the bean crop, and the yield was 53.6, and it was 52.5 back in July.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Drasco Flats, live. August 12th, 8 p.m. at Iowa State Fair Grandstand. I like the sound of that. Country music's greatest vocal group, Drasco Flats. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Ready for some summer nights, come on. Drasco Flats, live.
At the close, September corn down 13.5 at 371.5. September soybeans up 21 even at 10.12¾. September soybean meal up 60 cents at 281.40. Soybean oil up a nickel at 53.24. On the Merck, August live cattle up 275 at 235.82. August feeders up 515 at 345.37. October lean hogs down 17 cents at 91.60. Pork cutout went unchanged at 102.22, and August Class 3 milk up 3 cents at 17.44. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures for joining us today. That's been a check of the closing market prices on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.